This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik De Geer.
I'm Henrik De Geer. Today I'm speaking with Stefano Paluello. Stefano, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Stefano, who are you and what do you do?
I'm an Italian software engineer working in London for a data analytics platform company. I'm also working my spare time with Bitcoin blockchain and fintech solution. I'm a founding member of Fintech House. It's a share house for entrepreneurs, startup companies, techie, whatever involved in fintech and banking, but not only. Close to Canary Wharf, so you know the London's fintech center. And I also starting always in the spare time my company, a startup, as a CTO and co-founder. We are aiming to help millennials and not only to deal better with all these financial and banking products because they are quite overwhelming and difficult to understand. So we collect a lot of data, process this data, and try to help these people to deal as the best way that they can with this really difficult to understand market, the financial market.
Stefano, how are you involved with blockchain?
I started to be involved with more with Bitcoin, let's say. I was really interested in this really nice and quite scary for a side, but or dark. someone plotted it, technology, some years ago. So I started to dig by myself, read around, get information. And then when I moved to London, I start to get involved in the physically with the community here. London is amazing of a community. And so I get in touch with the guys from Ethereum. And during this meetup, Bitcoin, Ethereum, other blockchain, I met the guy that I start to work with. So I was the first employee of blockchain and Bitcoin startup. We create a remittance platform based on Bitcoin underneath, so we were able to send money abroad with really cheap fee, exchanging Bitcoin underneath. We create also some private and semi-private permission blockchain based on different platforms, like could be Ethereum itself or Aries or other implementation. To sell service to banking and financial institution. Other than that, I also work with another startup creating a multi-cryptocurrency wallet. And these are my full-time and, let's say, professional experience with Bitcoin and blockchain. Other than that, I'm still in contact with all the community. I'm trying to get involved as much as I can and also starting to provide some consultancy related to my experience with Bitcoin and blockchain, and also my daily job, let's call it this, my company here in London is really interested on implement inner blockchain to protect and exchange better the data for the customer.
Stefano, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure that we didn't arrive yet to the big success. I think we are like the dawn of the blockchain era. So we didn't see a really big success. We really have to see something still. And still, what we already achieved is pretty good. But I think so far, the biggest achievement for the blockchain is that all the people is starting to be aware and talking about, and also people that was quite against this technology, let's call it bank, but maybe also other people, are starting to invest a lot of effort, money, resources, and implementation on this technology. So I think so far is actually the biggest achievement for the blockchain is that it reverted this approach that people was looking at the blockchain like a dark technology, something bad, something that only drug dealers are using, people, and instead it's becoming something good, something that we need to and we will need to use it. And challenges, is related to this situation. So for that we are in the dawn of this era, so is still difficult to understand for most of the people, maybe for myself too. I'm maybe understanding wrongly, but is difficult to understand, and it is quite a game changer for some situation. We can talk about some famous or infamous big consultancy firm that tried to propose an editable blockchain that you can modify. This for me makes quite no sense. It looks like that they didn't really understand what is blockchain, and they were trying to just apply the core technology behind blockchain to their process, all process, without even changing so much. So I think this could be the big challenges. But looking at, IBM or Microsoft proposing their services based on blockchain, I see is a really, really, I think we are really at the dawn of this era. We are really in a really exciting moment when we can only grow, and these things can go far. We will have some errors, some problems, some dark periods. I can think about maybe we'll have another Mongox, or we'll have another DAO hack, but because this is the growing period, so it's new and it's growing. But I think it will be really interesting and exciting to be part of this process.
Stefano, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Mm-hmm. This is another very good question. I want to make a disclaimer. I'm also interested in work with some artificial intelligence technology, and like for artificial intelligence, also blockchain, I see more that it could augment. So my view is that it should augment what we have so far. Could also change, but hopefully in a better way. So they say that blockchain could augment the ability, the possibility to track really well item, good money, not only cryptocurrencies. I think it should augment a lot of transparency, trust between people, between company, between institution. It could empower deals with tracking of all the proposals, so it could also help law firm or becoming much easier to have some deal, some law firm deal. So it could be really applied to a lot of different scenario and situation. I want to think and hope that we will have a much fair trade all over the goods that we are using. So far we have a lot, like mark that they are just put there because two companies decide that, we are fair trading, but we are not. And other than that, I think with blockchain, we can actually have much more secure trading. This is something that could augment. And I think blockchain could change business, but it will be difficult because there are too much things involved. And but it's already changing. It's just changing how people like company like bank or financial institution are trading and moving goods and money around. I can make some example like one of the implementation of the blockchain called Link from Nasdaq that allow Nasdaq to set up out of the stocks exchange like pre IPO exchange and trading in a really fast and secure way. They cut out something like up to more than 90% of the time of this trading, and they were able to do it thanks to their implementation of the blockchain that they show at the Money 2020 last year. So I think there could be a lot of change related to applying the blockchain. Another example and business that could be changed, and it started to be changed or at least affected by the use of blockchain, could be the media market. There are a lot of projects and companies trying to use blockchain to make the media market more fair, more distributed, not with the big company, few big company that they concentrate all the power, but with the blockchain and platform that can allow us to have more fair and payment also for the artist and all the people involved in the chain. Connected to chain, another big market could be the supply chain market that is starting to use a lot of blockchain, and distribution market, distribution business at all. And also, I think it's something that they start to investigate and to get involved. The big company that created the so-called shared economy, so Airbnb, Uber, stuff like that, they could actually leverage blockchain and to make better transaction, better and more fair transaction, less expenses, so more fee for the owner of the car or the flat. So I think this is something that could change. What can substitute? That's another good question. I don't know. I hope not too much, to be honest. I still thinking and hoping on the augment side of the blockchain. But let's say if you are involved in with company that just verify transaction and they don't add any other services than that, this is where actually blockchain could become for you a competitor instead of a tool. But also them, they actually could implement blockchain and provide their services faster, better, and cheaper. And so, again, they shouldn't be replaced. I think I really think that blockchain should augment and make more sure every service where there is a transaction and a need for trust. And so we are really just seeing now where we can apply, and we will have a lot of other application really soon, I think. Another, and I think the last thing that I think they are augmenting and changing is the IT market. And especially on the development and technical side, before this boom of the blockchain, so few people was talking about out and was aware of a distributed system, not to mention decentralized system. It was really, really something like a really little niche also in the computer engineering or computer science. Now it's becoming really important. Now it's becoming really something, a skill that people need to have or nice to have. And people are starting to look for this kind of skill, not to mention the cryptography. Also for people like me, software engineer, also people working in the IT market, cryptography before was something like voodoo. It was really something, really, okay, it's working, I don't really care how, and maybe I don't need models to die. Now it's something that is another skill that is nice to have. So it's pushing company and university to push on creating learning system, to create skill, to also update skill, is pushing on research, is pushing on creating development team focus and aware of this technology. So also this is changing. It's a new technology, is a new field, and so we need to create all the infrastructure around, and so it will create, is creating and changing a new market, or simply improving the existing market with new skill.
How will people make money with blockchain?
This is actually, we can relate it to the previous answer, to the end of my previous answer. I think like we were doing before with when a new technology hit the market, like computer, the personal computer, or the internet, or SQL databases. It's a new technology, so it will need people, company, create, maintain, and evolve this technology. So let's make the parallel with database. company, we will have a blockchain company or blockchain support or service provider company with that we will make enterprise level of the open source project, because so far there are a lot of implementation of the blockchain open source, but to go to the enterprise, to go to some company, you need someone providing and assuring a enterprise level software. So there will be people, company doing this. So this is more related to the IT and technical stuff. On the other side, it should, as I mentioned before, change business that will need to integrate this. And so other skill, like people don't know and don't need to know how to make a blockchain, but how to work with blockchain. So there will be people studying and be good technical people with to make, you know, smart contract, how to make smart contract, how to make the transaction on the blockchain, how to verify, how to maintain. So we get something like consultancy level of people dealing with blockchain. We already have, and we will have even more startup or company trying to make or new business or apply the blockchain to all business to make cheaper, faster, and more secure. This is something that's already happening all around, and is really interesting. As I mentioned, it's just starting. We saw a startup managing the deal of diamonds on blockchain, or they are also doing with already making tracking the trade of food on the blockchain, not only so cryptocurrency, not only financial and banking transaction. And then last but not least, because after all, maybe they will be the one making even more money than the other, will be the good old company, the good old banks, let's say, also financial institution or whatever will be, make any transaction, just put using the blockchain to making faster and cheaper their own old process, and maybe hopefully also renew a bit. They're already doing, as I mentioned before, Nasdaq, but R3 is another the consortium of bank, and a lot of banks are coming out, oh, we use blockchain for 6 months and we achieve that, saving money, time, and making more secure. So I think this will be the way of making money with blockchain.
Stefano, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
Okay, I don't know if I can give any advice, but maybe I share my approach. The idea is to be part of the communities. This is mainly an amazing shared and open source approach, and is to use like a decentralized mind also of the approach to the blockchain. So be part of the community, be part of the discussion, be part of reading paper, reading what is the proposal. If I may suggest also, try to get your hands dirty, so write some code, or try to understand the code, or try to understand what is behind the code before, you know, making some strong point on the discussion. But anyhow, be part of the community, because it's what we need. The decentralized world is not working if we are not all or most of us active part on this world. So be part really of this world will be really nice. Discuss, and if you're lucky that you are in a place where there is a lot of community that also meet in person, like could be, you know, New York, San Francisco, London, Hong Kong, try to push yourself to go there and face people, maybe with different approach, but understand, because you really have at the start, there are not too much boundaries, and we can even remove the few that we have, and we just started. So it's really amazing if we all can be part of this and evolve this technology.
Well, thanks, Stefano.
Oh, welcome. Pleasure.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.